Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away once more, it's my pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and, of course, round the world, but also to welcome to the programme four talented exponents of this game who are going to show their spontaneous verbal ingenuity and dexterity as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four are seated on my right, Marcus Brigstock and Clement Freud, and seated on my left, Pauline McGlynn and Giles Brandreth. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Charlotte Davis, who's going to help me with the score and blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the lovely Mermaid Theatre in Puddle Dock, on the edge of the Thames, built by Bernard Miles many years ago, and now a thriving theatre, and we have a thriving, throbbing audience here. And Giles, we're with you to start, and the subject is White Elephant. 60 seconds beginning now.
White elephants are things that are really more trouble than they are worth. The origin comes from the albino white elephant of the Orient. The king of Thailand would give them to servants he didn't like because they were so expensive to maintain, because people worshipped them, that the aforementioned slaves would...
Clement Challenge.
It's called Siam at the time.
I think, to be fair to Giles, he was referring to Thailand as we call it now, but as you said, it was at that time called Siam. We will give you a bonus point, Clement, because I thought it was an interesting and amusing interruption. And Giles, what are you paying for?
I'm interested that you don't know that Thailand and Siam are completely different places. They're not the same thing at all. They're nothing. The king of Siam was not the king of Thailand. Two different people. The king of Thailand went to visit the king of Siam.
Are you sure about that?
He never gets. And you can see the fear in his eyes. He was thinking,
there
wasn't. Can I stop the program? I almost got away with it. Then he was thinking back. I saw the king and I. Surely Deborah Carr didn't dance with the king. Was it the king of Siam?
Was
you a Brynner? Tie? No, he was American,
was
surely.
Was he the king of Siam?
Giles, in a minute I'll take the whole subject away from you. I'm always fair within this game. Clement gets a bonus point because they enjoy what he said.
Thailand is now called Rutland.
I'm very confused.
Well, I've been there and the rutting is excellent. Mm.
Giles, you have the benefit of the doubt and 44 seconds and you begin now.
I used to wear colourful knitwear on television, and my jumpers are, in a way, white elephants for me, mixed with albatrosses, because these are a curse because of the cost of maintaining these in the wardrobe.
Marcus Charles.
I'm sorry to be a stickler, but repetition of these.
Yes, there was two these. Have these
and,
things...
And there was a factual inaccuracy as well. I think you said brightly coloured jumpers. That doesn't even come close.
I think you are right on the other one, but I wouldn't have given it to you if you challenged on that. But you have got him on these, and you have 32 seconds to tell us something about White Elephant starting now.
The White Elephant is now a stall at many a fete where you can buy rubbish.
Pauline, you challenged.
Do you know, I was going to let him off with it, but there was a long...
There was a definite...
I'm tempted to claim it's a linguistic foible.
No, Pauline, you've got in with 28 seconds. Tell us something about White Elephant starting now.
My brother is a very good golfer and he wins a lot of prizes for said game. And he always gives me whatever he wins. I have a whole ugly shelf full of white elephants.
Marcus Challenge.
Repetition of wins.
Yep. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Repetition of what? I just heard wins. The you said at the beginning of that.
Yeah.
You said, wins. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it was a repetition of wins.
Wins. He wins. He was winning too much. Yes. But they did enjoy what you said afterwards when you came back to him about the ur.
That gives a point. Go on.
You get it about.
Go mad. Go mad.
But Marcus, you've got a point for a correct challenge. You have white elephant starting now.
I once rode a white elephant while I was visiting Thailand and it headed straight...
Pauline Challenge.
Deviant behaviour, so I'm going to say deviation. It's the romantic in me. I'm sorry.
I don't know whether he rode a white elephant or not. It's quite possible he did actually ride a white elephant in Thailand.
I hope he didn't. I think it's against the law. I don't really do.
It's very unlikely. So I tell you what we'll do. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I'm sorry, of course, because I've hardly heard anything to say about this.
We don't believe he did ride a white elephant. So, Pauline, you have deviation, and you have 14 seconds.
I've got a picture of it. I mean, right, not on me, for that, for because, you know, one doesn't tend to carry around that sort of thing. But
no, Pauline has the benefit of the doubt, definitely. Yeah. And she has 14 seconds. White elephant starting now.
I think everybody's house is full of white elephants, isn't it? You've given...
Marcus and...
I think that's very unlikely. You'd have to live in an enormous house. Certainly, the elephant that I rode, factually... Once I'd covered it in talcum and made it a white elephant, wouldn't have fitted into anybody's house.
Yeah, but that's being factual. But we'll give you a bonus point because they enjoyed your interruption. But actually, white elephants are things that you don't want and you've still got in the house, and that's what you were referring to, all those things which are white elephants in objects.
Yes.
Absolutely, right. And you still have the subject, Pauline. 10 seconds, white elephant, starting now.
I dread Christmas because I know that everyone is going to give me crap that I don't want and I'll end up with white elephants.
Giles challenge.
Oh, no! Do you know, I was so busy scoring points that I forgot. I'll save it for a game.
I'm happy to say that I'm challenging on her behalf.
All right. If you're going to be generous like that.
I'd like to give her a little buzz, if I may.
Yeah. Well, there's only 4 seconds to go, so... That's
4 seconds is more than enough, she'll find.
So, Pauline, you have 4 seconds to enjoy yourself and engage with these four fellas up here. As you go on, white elephant, starting now.
White elephants are great.
Clement challenge.
I'd like her to have another point.
Right.
You know,
I know you could, this rate, right? There are now 1.5 seconds on white elephant. Starting now.
I would like to buzz around on a white elephant with Giles Sandring.
Well, Pauline McGlynn was then speaking as the whistle away and gained that extra point, and she got a lot of other points in that round. And Marcus, it's your turn to begin, so will you take the subject of holiday snaps? Will you talk on it for 60 seconds if you can, starting now?
I often wish that I carried my holiday snaps around with me for no other reason than to verify many of the things that have taken place on adventures that I have had around the world. I think amongst the most dramatic holiday snaps I've ever had would be a photo.
The audience never applaud. What were you just about to say, Marcus?
I can't remember the length of the beforehand.
So, Giles, you challenge first.
No, yes. Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes, we grant you that. You have a correct challenge, so you take a point for that, and you take over the subject, and there are 43 seconds available. Holiday snaps starting now.
Never mind holiday snaps. In our family, we go for full-blown holiday rows. That's what we like, mostly about the way the photographs are taken. My wife, whom I'm trying to persuade to start shaving her legs, it's part of our midlife crisis, is very keen on taking photographs of scenery, whereas I prefer...
Marcus, your challenge.
Repetition of photographs.
Yes. You mentioned photographs when you started.
Oh, really?
Is your wife shaving her legs front and back? Because that is the sign of an affair. Can I just tell you?
Well, I don't think they have many hairs on the back of their legs.
Ladies?
Yes.
Look at her, I'll show you later. Poor Nicholas.
I'll give Pauline a bonus point. We did enjoy what she said. Marcus, you had a correct challenge, and you have holiday snaps, and there are 27 seconds starting now.
I'm quite sure that the most exciting holiday snap I've ever had was when I broke my leg skiing. It was a clean snap right through the middle.
Giles, challenge.
Repetition of snap. The word on the card is snaps.
He didn't say snap the first time, did he?
Yeah.
He did, actually.
The snap you had.
I think I did.
The snap.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
That's exactly the right noise. Thank you.
So, Giles, you cleverly listened and cleverly got in with 19 seconds on holiday snaps starting now.
The sound I've just been hearing reminds me of the holiday snaps I took of erupting Vesuvius. The picture is not very good.
Marcus, challenge.
Vesuvius hasn't erupted within your lifetime, so that's deviation.
Unless
I'm so flattered by that. Yes. I'm going to go along with it.
No,
unless he's got a portrait in the attic, I think Marcus is right.
No, he is right, darling. Yes, I know that. And
I just had to speak up just to remind you I'm here.
That's right.
I'm afraid this isn't correct. Vesuvius last erupted in 1953, and I know it's...
Don't believe a word that man says. We know that he lies.
No, Marcus, I agree with you. You have 11 seconds on holiday snaps.
Is there a website where people can actually post these things into you so that you can read about it later?
Yes, there's a picture of me riding a white elephant.
So, Marcus, you have 11 seconds on holiday snaps starting now.
I have an underwater photograph of myself standing on the bed of the sea holding a piece of bread which is being nibbled at by several fish. Unfortunately, they also took...
Clement Challenge.
I just wanted to say hello.
I love of Clement.
He likes to say hello, you notice, in second 58.
Yeah.
That's when he chooses to say hello.
Anyway, the audience reaction was enough to justify me saying, Clement, you have a bonus point because they enjoyed what you said. But Marcus was interrupted, so he continues with holiday snaps with 3 seconds to go, starting now.
I nearly lost a finger to these vile and unpleasant...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Marcus Brigstock who's got a strong lead at the end of that round. Pauline, will you take the next round? Here's a good subject for you. Last man standing. 60 seconds, starting now.
When I was a student, which was sometime before the tractor was invented, a big...
Giles Challenge.
Certainly wasn't.
Oh, you old smoothie. My husband may listen to this and you're making horrid love to me. I'm going to start shaving my legs. I am.
Giles,
it's
I mean...
It's a deviation of the truth. The point is...
It's a deviation of the truth, but she was speaking colloquially and sometimes...
Well, so was I when I was talking about Vesuvius.
I know you are. So, Pauline, you have the benefit of the doubt and you keep the subject last man standing, 55 seconds, starting now.
When I was younger, it was a badge of honour to be the last man standing. For years, I challenged for the title, and eventually, when I was the last man standing, I realised it was entirely sexist sort of a thing, because I could never be a man, no matter how I tried. And sometimes I whip out my manliness and compare it with the other boys, but I realised that it's just not the same as theirs. And in fact, my man will never stand. I'm so sorry about that. I've just even turned myself completely green at the thought of that.
Pauline, you've been challenged.
Deviation and hesitation.
Which do you want?
Well, it depends what she's offering.
I want to know, within the rules of Just a Minute, what your challenge is. Because I may agree or may disagree.
My challenge actually was hesitation.
Yes, all right, you can have a hesitation. Giles, she did hesitate. You have 27 seconds. Tell us something about Last Man Standing, starting now.
You will recall the famous last words of General Sedgwick at the Battle of Spotsylvania. They couldn't hit an elephant.
Marcus, challenge.
Deviation, I don't recall them at all.
Yes,
you said I would, and I don't.
No, but this is the point of the story, that I was the last man standing. You were there, but you didn't recall them because you were no longer standing. I was coming to that.
But you said I'd recall them, and I simply don't. And as Clement rightly says, I wasn't there.
Right. So he was speaking metaphorically, which you're allowed to do in just a minute, and going on, but if you challenge him for the fact of the battle, I think you might have got closer to deviation. But you didn't, so Giles, you still have the subject. 22 seconds, last man standing, starting now.
On the 33 bus, travelling from Hammersmith to my home...
Clement challenged.
I want to challenge him on what you said he had... done before, but I wasn't listening very carefully.
Give Clement another bonus point. Giles, you were interrupted. You have 20 seconds. Last man standing, starting now.
Also on the tube, I find I'm the last man standing because all the other blokes have managed to be sitting there, squatting with their legs wide apart, looking grotesque. And extraordinary Australian people are there with backpacks knocking...
Clement challenge.
Repetition of people.
Yes, there were too many people.
Yes. That is the problem with the underground. Too many people.
Yes. Clement, you've got him with the correct challenge and you've got 6 seconds. Last man standing, starting now.
The last man standing is a sort of distant relation of the first man sitting. A great friend of mine.
Clement Freud, was then speaking as the whistle went. He's now moved forward. He's equal with Giles Brandreth in second place. They're 1 point behind Marcus Brigstocke, who's in the lead, and they are three ahead of Pauline McGlynn. Clement, will you take the next round? The subject is Three of a Kind. 60 seconds starting now.
Three of a Kind is a poker term, among others. If you...
Giles, challenge.
I felt there was a hesitation. I was really interested to hear more, yeah. But I just felt there was a hesitation.
I'll tell you more.
Can we later? Yeah. I'd like that.
I do have to be fair with the rules of just a minute. I'm afraid it was a hesitation, Clement.
But nobody in the audience noticed.
No. Give Clement another bonus point for that. Right. Charles, correct challenge, and 55 seconds starting now.
At school, I was in the same class as the Balls sisters. They were three of a kind. Ophelia was my favourite. She was something of a goer. It was that lovely lassie who introduced me.
Clement, challenge.
She was.
You said she was.
So she was.
Clement, you got back in. 43 seconds. Three of a kind, starting now.
A pair is the lowest combination, which in the game I mentioned previously counts for you. Then... two pairs.
Marcus, challenge.
It was a wrong one. Pair and then two pairs.
Pairs, that's right, yes.
There is a slight deviation because high card. I'm sorry. I've been hit, but unbelievable. No one at home knows I have just been attacked by Sir... physically attacked by Sir German Freud.
So, Clement, it was an incorrect challenge anyway, so you are continuing with 34 seconds on Three of a Kind, starting now.
A straight followed by a full house would be other combinations of playing cards which you might well confuse the enemy or the people with whom you are playing. Three of a Kind could also refer to a family like triplets, one of which could be identical.
So, Marcus, you challenge and you're still trying to work out.
Yeah, right. I've written the whole thing down, and I think it's deviation because, obviously...
I would have him for hesitation if I were you.
Too late.
Shall I? No, deviation. How could only one of them be identical?
One of them could be identical to one of the other two.
No. No, that... two of them would have to be identical.
No.
Those are the rules of being identical.
There would be two identical ones. There would be two identical ones then, and one who wasn't identical.
There could be two identical ones and what?
One who was not identical.
Yes, but...
it's different.
But yes, I know it's different. But you can't call that third one different just because they are. But Clement said one of them... could be identical, and at least two of them would have to be identical.
Well, if one of them is identical, then one of the other ones must look exactly the same, which means there's two.
Yes!
And there's one who's on the same.
Is my point exactly?
I know, and I disagree with it. Clement, I give you the benefit of the doubt. You have a correct challenge, yes?
Even Clement can't believe it.
I haven't.
One of them is identical to one of the other two.
Yes, which means, if they're identical, that one of the others must also be identical. That's how identical works.
No, I'm going to put this to the audience. If you agree with Marcus, will you please cheer for him? And if you disagree with Marcus, will you all shout for me and you all do it together now? Marcus, I actually think the audience agree with you. So, I disagree with the audience, but there we are. But I'm always magnanimous in these situations. And the audience has spoken, the final arbiters. So, Marcus, you have the subject, and 14 seconds starting now, Three of a Kind.
I once won 40 quid with a hand of Three of a Kind. Unfortunately, it was not whilst I was playing poker. It was actually on a bet over which of the...
Pauline, challenge.
I think he said actually twice, did he?
Yes, you did.
Don't think I did.
Well, I'm prejudiced against you now, so I don't mind.
Yes. Yes. Although, interestingly, if I had said it, I suppose the second actually would have been identical to the first one, or a unique second, actually. It's so hard to tell, isn't it?
No, you didn't say it. I was being naughty there. Right. So you have a point, and you have 6 seconds available starting now.
There are few things in life more pleasing than winning a large amount of money from your friends.
Clement Challenge.
He said amount of money before.
You had a money,
40
yes.
quid.
So...
He said...
Identical.
No.
That's an amount of money. I can't believe I have to explain this to you. That's an amount
well,
of money.
Clement has been very generous and said it was 40 quid and not money. So it's an incorrect challenge.
Yes, good.
Right. So, yes.
Thank you.
Isn't that right, Clement?
No.
Why not? What are you saying then?
I want a point.
Oh, I... Give Clement a point. He's working so hard for it. And Marcus, you have a point for an incorrect challenge and 2 seconds on Three of a Kind starting now.
When I won that cash.
Well, I'm glad that round is over.
So are we, because we've missed virtually all of the archers.
It's yes, nearly identical every episode. No, it's all right.
I must say, if they'd kept all that running, yes, we could have gone into the archers, couldn't we? Mm-hmm. But I think people would have said that's identical. and Giles, will you take the next round? My greatest extravagance. Tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
My greatest extravagance is probably my chest wig, which comes complete with matching underarm toupees. I have a problem with my hair. When I was a member of Parliament, I decided to go grey overnight to show my loyalty to John Major. And later, when William Hague became the leader of my party, I began to go bald. I was only...
Marcus Challenge.
Repetition of began.
Began, you say, yeah. Began twice.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Began to do this and began to do that. And 40 seconds with you, Marcus, my greatest extravagance starting now.
I suppose my greatest extravagance, if pushed, would be an island that I own in the middle of the Caribbean. It's only 5 or maybe 6 acres, but I enjoy it. It's somewhere to spend the odd weekend. It does cost me quite a lot of money, but then I was born extremely rich, and I'm very glad about that because it's meant that I can take holidays there and have pictures of me riding about on white elephants and feeding fish underwater, great loaves of bread, and occasionally my fingers as well. So it does take up a lot of my time, but as I'm happy to...
Pauline Chance.
I think he said a lot twice.
Yes, he did say.
And he said a lot too. Mm-hmm. I'd like to compliment
yes,
him on that. But the actual phrase, a lot.
It's right, now you don't need just...
Well, you're not going to be asked to his island.
No.
No. So not.
And Pauline, you've cleverly got in with 3 seconds to go on my greatest extravagance, starting now.
My greatest extravagance is razors to shave my legs front and back.
So Pauline McGlynn, where the extra point for speaker's whistle went and other points. We're moving into the final round, I'm afraid to say. Let me give you the situation as we do so, because it is all extraordinarily close. Pauline McGlynn, who's only just in fourth place... And she's only 1 point behind Clement Freud. And Clement is only 2 points behind Marcus Brigstocke and Giles Brandreth, who actually won last time they were here to join together. So they're neck and neck as we go into the final round. And Marcus, it happens to be your turn to begin. So the subject we have here now is Dear Diary. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Dear Diary, I would say that about 40 quid is quite dear for a diary, although I'd be...
Giles challenged. Why? You look nonplussed, Giles.
Yeah, well, I am, really. Yes. Well, there was...
Right. So, an incorrect challenge.
I was passing her a note. That was... and she couldn't...
Shall I read it? Yeah, well, my handwriting is...
It's simply 0773-494.
An incorrect challenge, Marcus.
I'm
55
just
seconds
now.
On Dear Diary, starting now.
I would be willing to pay up to £100 for a diary, provided every single page already had its entry written upon it from somebody far more interesting than myself. I'd settle for Sir Clement Freud, to be honest with you.
Clement Challenge.
Me too.
No. Clement, I think you're going to win on bonus points. So we give you a bonus point for that, because the audience enjoyed your interruption, but Marcus was interrupted, so he keeps the subject. 43 seconds, dear diary, it's starting now.
I have never kept a diary, primarily because my sister always stole mine. Nonetheless, when I did have them, I was inclined to write little details.
Pauline Challenge.
Except I had never kept a diary and then said, however, when I did. Oh, that's deviation.
Yes, that's right. You know, I never kept a diary, but when I did.
Yeah. He's a very confused young man. We know this.
I would have called that a bit of Irish logic, actually.
Yeah,
but,
but twisty, but
yeah,
good.
But you spotted it right away, Pauline. So, right, a correct challenge. And you have 35 seconds, dear diary, starting now.
It is a very dangerous thing to keep a diary because people cannot help themselves. They will read it, and your darkest secret. I often write mine when I'm very, very drunk, which is...
Oh, John.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very, yes.
Just because I am usually very, very...
24 seconds for you, Giles, on Dear Diary, starting now.
Dear Diary, tonight on Just a Minute, I sat next to the delicious Pauline McLean, and there was an erotic charge in the room. She had introduced me earlier.
Marcus Challenge.
I would just like to buzz in to say, will you two pack it in? I mean, really. Yeah. Like, get a room or something.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with Just a Minute, right. But Marcus, they enjoyed your interruption. You get a bonus point for that. But he didn't commit any of the rules of Just a Minute. So he keeps the subject with 17 seconds, Dear Diary, starting now.
Dear Diary, you need to know that the Swiss kiss to which I was introduced by the aforementioned maid is a French one through which you yodel. There is a slight aftertaste of Hermantal, but the Irish sounds that she emitted as we were osculating like this was really quite extraordinary. In the room with us were several older men.
So Giles Brandreth was then speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point. And let me give you the final situation. Pauline McGlynn, who did so well last time at the Mermaid, did even better this time. But she still finished in fourth place. But no, let's be fair, she's lovely. She only came 1 point behind Clement Freud, who was in second place. Because Giles Brandreth and Marcus Brigstocke both finished up equal winners.
Identical!
Equal winners! So... it only remains me to say thank you to these four delightful and exciting players of the game. Marcus Brigstocke, Giles Brandreth, Pauline McGlynn and Clement Freud. I also thank Charlotte Davis, who's helped me with the score. She blew her whistle with great style and aplomb. And also we're grateful to our producer, to Lucia Galani, and also we're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're very grateful to this lovely audience, who've joined in on occasions, but... but have also supported us and have enjoyed themselves. So from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, and you, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Yay!